to Beijing for a high-stakes summit with Chinese leader Xi Jinping. The visit comes despite past trade tensions and rivalry between the world's two major economies. While President Trump is not being accompanied by First Lady Melania Trump, he will be joined by two key members of his administration, US Secretary of War Pete Hegseth and US Secretary of State Marco Rubio. Both visits are unusual for different reasons. Hegseth has become the first American defense chief in decades to accompany a sitting president on a state visit to China. This marks a rare break from traditional diplomatic practice. It will also be Hegseth's first trip to China since taking office, the first US defense chief for nearly 8 years to do so. Rubio's visit, however, is even more extraordinary. The US Secretary of State remains under heavy Chinese sanctions for his past criticism of Beijing's human rights record. During his time as a senator, Rubio was a vocal critic of China, leading Beijing to sanction him twice. So, how is he being allowed entry into China? Well, according to reports, Beijing is using a linguistic workaround. Rubio's name has been modified on official Chinese lists by altering the first syllable of his surname to Liu. This will allow authorities to bypass legal restrictions without officially lifting any sanctions. Earlier, China also indicated that Rubio's past actions would not block his visit.
The sanctions target Mr. Rubio's words and deeds when he served as a US senator concerning China.
Well, some experts say Rubio's China visit can stabilize communication between the two sides.
There are many issues between China and the U.S. that need to be discussed, especially on matters beyond trade. Those would require Rubio or other officials appointed by Trump to engage with China.